Welcome to New American Radio, a series exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works. Conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wave Farm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorington and Joanne Green for their generous support and collaboration in this partnership. Up next is Hunger by Marie Irene Fornes. Thank you for listening.
I'm sorry he's not here. He said he couldn't come today. That he didn't think he'd be here. That he had things to do.
Did you tell him I was coming?
Yes.
What did you say?
I said you wanted to see him.
Did you tell him who I was?
No.
What did you tell him?
I told him a woman had been here to see him. And he said he didn't think he'd be able to come. He said there were things he had to do.
What?
He said he had to look for things.
What things?
Things he could find. To exchange or to eat. Or things to sell. Or to use for himself.
Where does he find these things?
In the street, in the rubble. Empty buildings, I guess. I don't know. Maybe he burgles sometimes. Although I doubt that. He doesn't come up with anything too costly. He goes out at night, hunting. Then he spends the day here, sleeping or sitting, resting. Then late at night, he goes out again. It's safer then. No one can see you at night. Not as easily.
Stealing.
Not stealing. I don't think he steals. He finds things.
What can he find?
Many things. A piece of ribbon. A button. An old handle. A spool. Nails, if they're not too crooked. Sometimes he sighted something. A good pile. Some place where he thinks there may be some stuff. But he doesn't go to it right away. He waits till dark. It's too dangerous to do it in the daytime. If someone sees him looking and putting something in his pocket, he may be followed or he may be jumped. Hurt badly. Or killed. When you're in the street, you should never put anything in your pocket. If you do, someone may think you're carrying something of value. Why are you looking for him?
I was asked to talk to him.
To talk to him?
It seems he took something with him when he left the compound.
Did he?
Yes.
Was he in the compound?
Yes. Wasn't everyone?
I never was.
Oh?
I never was in the compound. I was already outside before the compound was formed. Once you're outside, there's never a reason to go in. That is, one has a reason, but they won't let you in. If you're outside the wall, they won't let you in. What did he take?
I don't know. There's something he may have taken.
Really?
He may have.
May I ask what?
They never said. They said that when I mention it to him, he'd know what it is.
If he has it, he'll sell it to you. I'm sure he will if you want to buy it. I hope you do. Maybe he'll get back on his feet again. He's sinking lower and lower.
Did you tell him I wanted to see him?
Yes, I told him. He said he didn't think he'll be here today.
Is Nadine here?
Yes.
Where is she?
She's in one of the rooms. She doesn't go out anymore.
How is she?
She's old. Her mind isn't the same. She doesn't remember things too well. She doesn't know who she is.
Do you?
What?
Do you remember who you are?
Not too well.
You didn't remember me, did you? When you saw me?
No, I didn't.
And now? Do you know who I am?
No. Things are very different now. I don't think that much anymore. Not often. A moment ago, I was thinking I used to be skinny. Wasn't I?
Yes.
Did you know me before?
Yes.
It's different now. The way a person thinks. The way a person is. I used to be very different.
Yes.
Who'd believe I'd end up having a good position? I've gone far, and I never thought I would. And yet Ray, who went so far when he was young, is scrambling for a piece of bread. Did you know him then?
Yes. Do you help him now?
What do you mean?
Do you help Ray?
Ray?
Do you give him food?
No.
Why not?
I don't have that much to give.
He's your brother.
Yes, I know. He said he was. But I don't remember him. I don't remember him. I remember others. I remember Nadine and Rainbow, although I don't see her often. She's in jail. Did you know that?
No.
Did you know her?
Yes.
She's in jail.
Why?
For stealing. It's harder for some people than it is for others.
What is?
To settle down. When is Ray going to settle down? It's taken him too long. He's never quiet. He's never quiet at all. He's too restless. Sometimes he doesn't even come to sleep. He stays up all night. And he comes in the morning and he walks up and down. I don't want him here at night because he won't let anyone sleep. In the daytime, people are up. But at night, they sleep.
What do you do here, Charlie? What's your work?
I look after the place. I see to it that things are in order. There's always a problem or another. There's always someone who wants to get in, maybe. Someone who doesn't belong. I see to it that they don't get in. Sometimes there are fights among the people who live here. Sometimes someone is sick. Often. I give them a note to go to the hospital. They get a bed there, if there's a room, and some food. Sometimes they change the rules. Sometimes they only let in people who are very sick and need attention the most. Other times they say that the ones who are very sick are going to die in any case, and they don't take them. They only take the ones who have minor disorders, things they can cure. I think things are very difficult.
Yes, they are.
Yes.
Do you receive payment for your work?
Why do you want to know?
I don't know how things work here.
I get paid in goods. Some food. Sometimes. I got this suit.
How do the others live?
They? We get some food. You talk different. You don't sound like anyone I know. Your voice sounds different. The color of your skin is different. You smell different. You're of a different time. Your hand is like an object of art. Why is your skin so perfect? What's it made of?
Charlie.
I'd like to know what it feels like to put my body against yours.
Please. Please.
I knew you'd feel fresh, like water.
Please don't.
I'm sorry.
Look at this. Do you remember this?
A picture. They look happy. They look familiar. How happy they look. Would you like to take a nap now? I'm very tired. I'd like to rest.
Yes, Charlie. You rest.
This is not enough for me. It's not right.
What did you want?
What did I want? I've told you time and time again.
I've forgotten.
How could you have forgotten?
I have other things on my mind.
What things?
My thoughts are different from yours.
What do you think about?
It changes from day to day.
Every day?
Not every day of the year. But there are a few things that I think about, and I think about them on different days.
You don't remember the things I told you I wanted. The things I dream about.
I know there were some things, but I don't remember what they were.
How could you forget those things I want and dream of?
It's been a while since we last talked about them.
How long?
I don't remember.
I thought you loved me. And I thought to love a person is to know what their dreams are, and what are the things they think about. And that thinking about these things makes the person get through each day. And I thought to love a person is to know those things, and to think of those things, and to know when the person is thinking of those things. Look at this. You see this? This stone is you. This one is me. And this one is someone else. You take this. This person comes and puts his piece down. Then you come and you put your piece down. Put it down. Then I come and I put my piece down. In a line. This person is first. You're second. And I'm third. We can go sit in the sun. Or go for a walk. Or do something we have to do. When it's time to come in the shelter, we stand in line. Like this. We know our place because we know what our piece is. You see what I mean? Reba, do you see what I mean? Charlie, look at this. This is what I wanted to show you. This is what I was talking to you about. This is someone who came first. This is Reba. This is me. And this is someone else. Charlie, someone comes first and puts his piece down. Then Reba comes and she puts her piece down. So she's second. Then I come and I put my piece down. Then someone else puts his piece down. It's clear in what order we came in. We don't have to stand in line. Do you see? A person may have to go to the toilet. They can go to the toilet and come back, because their piece is on the floor in place. When your piece is on the floor, it means you're around and you're coming back. This is what I was telling you about. A way to save us from standing in line. You see what I mean?
No, Ray.
Charlie, it's a way for us not to have to wait in line such a long time.
I don't make the rules, Ray.
I didn't think it was going to work, Ray. I didn't tell you because I didn't want to say when I wasn't sure. But I didn't think it was going to work. Things like that don't usually work. I don't know why, but they usually don't work. You see, now my arm is broken. I think my arm is broken. Last week I fell and I hit my elbow. Now it hurts. I put it in a sling because it doesn't hurt as much if I keep it like this. If it hangs, it hurts. But I need help because it may be broken. And I wondered, Charlie, if I could get some help.
What kind of help?
I thought I may get some food because I'm disabled. Or that I may get something to make a cast.
With plaster?
Or some sticks and gauze to make a splint.
Do you want me to put in a requisition?
Might as well.
Sign here.
Are you going to put in a requisition for this, Charlie? For the stones to stand for us so we don't have to stand in line.
I don't know, Ray. These forms are different. They're not for rules. The forms for rules are different.
I'd prefer it if you didn't put my name on this paper.
What do you mean?
My name here.
I can't do this unless I put your name down.
I don't like to have my name on that paper. I don't like anything down on paper. It's better if you don't put anything down on paper. You don't put the truth down on paper. If you see something happen, you say you didn't see it. And if you didn't see it, you say you saw it. Otherwise, they think you're lying. It's better to always say the opposite. It works better. If you lie, you sound better to them. You don't sound so stupid to them. People don't like it when you tell the truth. You can't go inside any place if you tell the truth. They won't let you in through the door. If you tell the truth, you end up arrested.
I have to put down the name of the person who's making the requisition. So it's better if you sign.
Let me see it. No, Charlie, I don't think so.
Didn't you know you had to sign a requisition?
I didn't know that.
You never requested one?
Mm-mm.
You did, Reba.
When?
Now I'm going to have to erase this. Here's that woman, Ray. She's looking for you. Do you know her? Ray's here.
Ray?
How are you, Birdie?
I'm fine.
I'm going back soon. I've been getting ready to go to the compound. I've been working on some ideas. I'm going back soon. I'm sure they'll appreciate my going back, because I've had time to work on some ideas that are of value. Useful.
I brought you some food.
Thank you. This is Reba.
Hello, Reba.
Pleased to meet you.
This is for you. It's still hot.
Thank you.
Here's some bread.
Thank you.
I'm going to take this piece to Charlie.
Why him?
Why not?
Why is the bigger piece for him?
I didn't realize it was bigger.
You're lying.
Me? Why would I?
How could you not know which piece is bigger?
I didn't notice.
That's a lie.
Why do you say that?
The way you say, I'm going to bring him this. Or this is for him. The way you say this is for him, as if you cared for him more than you cared for me. Well, before you used to say how I did this or that better than him. Now you want to bring him the bigger piece. As if you still cared for him. Because he has a better position.
Take this one. I'll bring him the smaller piece. I did it without thinking.
You didn't do it without thinking, Birdie. You think about everything.
That's how you always used to talk.
I think about you each day. I think about her each day.
That doesn't matter anymore, Ray. You can't think about those things anymore. Once I heard him talking on the telephone. He sounded the way people used to sound. And he talked about different things. Was he talking to you? He asked about everyone. And he said that when he gets a job, he'll ask for a permit to go see them. He has to forget that. We all have to forget where we came from. I can't remember where I came from. I have a hard time remembering that. Sit down, Birdie. Make yourself at home. You're among friends. You're welcome here. It's time to get our rations.
Come, Ray. It's time to get our rations.
Soon you'll feel just like us, Birdie. It won't take too long. A moment ago you felt you were different. But it won't take too long before you feel just like us. Come, Birdie. Eat something. She fainted. She's not used to this. Next time, would you bring her something she can eat? Something she likes? What would you like? Bring her some bread and coffee. And some juice. And cream. Cheese and crackers instead of bread. And some fruit. I think fruit is good when you feel the way she does. Listless. She feels very weak. Perhaps she should have some red meat, some roast beef rare, so it puts some blood into her system. And some milk. She should not have sugar because that is not good for you. But she should have honey, which is good for you. And I think she should have something hot. Instead of coffee, she should have something more nourishing. Pea soup! Or perhaps chicken soup is more digestible. With potatoes, because the starch of the potato will restore some of her lost strength. And fish. Fish is good for the brain, because when you faint, the brain feels as if it's disintegrating. Either baked, or a fried patty, or some tuna, or canned sardines. She should have some vegetables. Carrot sticks and raw cauliflower. Or any raw vegetables they may have. Although cooked vegetables are also good, if they are not overcooked. And also, a little red wine. I understand it is good to pick you up. Or sherry. Sherry is better, I think. It is better to pick you up. Would you like a little liqueur?
You just heard Hunger by Marie Irene Fornes, broadcast by New American Radio.